Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm David Gusina. On the line with us, Mike Spain, Associate Editor of the Times Union. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, David.
Of course, May 1st, May Day, labor activists, Occupy groups all out protesting today, and Occupy Albany, as we see in the paper, is back.
Yeah, the protesters are planning to return to that park across from Albany City Hall and the state capitol today. It's part of the whole May Day celebration of workers around the world. Albany's police chief, Stephen Krokoff, is saying he doesn't expect any tension between the police and the occupiers, and he said most of them are peacefully invoking their free speech rights. Albany police are going to enforce the park's curfew for the first time on Tuesday because they don't want to have a repeat of what happened last fall when, after 2 months in the park, the city had to move in December and uproot the encampment by the Occupy Albany protesters. The chief says they're not too concerned, but they do have the court order that bans the establishment of any new encampment, and they will enforce a curfew at 11 p.m. when people are supposed to be leaving the park. They had allowed protesters last October to stay overnight and peacefully camp there, but after a couple of months and some run-ins, the city moved them out. District Attorney David Soares says he doesn't have any plans to intercede. He basically ignored the nonviolent protests and said it wasn't a big deal. But we'll have to see what happens. They're trying to get a lot of interest and get some people there today, a rainy day. Maybe some of that grass will grow back. The city still is trying to grow grass in the park after all the tents trampled it down last fall.
Well, we'll have to see where a coming investigation goes for the New York Racing Association. It's been passed on to the Inspector General. The governor says he's shocked to learn about some of the assertions here. Tell us more.
Well, it has to do with a practice by the New York Racing Association that went on from mid-September 2010 right through the end of 2011. Basically, it was overcharging bettors by what totaled $8.6 million by charging some bettors excessive fees. The New York Racing Association president, Charles Hayward, is in big trouble. He's been put on leave from his $475,000 a year job. That happened on Monday after a preliminary investigation found that he was aware for months that NYRA was collecting these excessive fees. And at the time, he was telling state regulators it was an inadvertent mistake. The board's general counsel was also put on unpaid leave. Hayward was brought into the Racing Association back in 2003 during the administration of George Pataki. NYRA is overseen by the state's Racing and Wagering Board, which had granted NYRA the exclusive contract to run the Saratoga-Belmont Aqueduct race courses through 2033. But this could put that in jeopardy, and the Wagering Board could revoke the franchise and look for someone else.
I've been talking to Mike Spain, Associate Editor of the Times Union. For more on these stories, head to timesunion.com or just pick up a copy of the paper. Mike, as always, thanks.
Thank you, David.